By the time I caught up with Susan Kirks in this field near Sebastopol, she'd pretty much determined that no badgers were currently living here. But not long ago, she'd found evidence of badgers on an adjoining property, and she tried to convince the property owners, as she always does, that badgers are good neighbors.
Badgers live in grassland habitat. So if you see where we are now, which we're not going to mention the specific location, this is an open field. And anywhere that we're walking along and we see gopher mounds, that's actually potential badger habitat. One of the concerns, though, is that this is in a pretty residential area of Sebastopol. It's not downtown, but it's not far from downtown. And for the badger's safety, you know, it's better for them not to really be near humans and be near urban or residential areas because they are wild mammals, but their habitat has been taken through vineyards, through development, through lack of understanding and planning for wildlife corridors. All wildlife need areas to move, so they have to find a way to move from habitat area to habitat area and survive. So if we can understand how to coexist with them and understand all they want is their prey, which is gophers, they don't want your pets, they don't want your chickens, and they're actually very reclusive and not the vicious predator that people have made them out to be.
That vicious predator stuff comes perhaps from the wildly popular YouTube videos of the honey badger. You know, the one who doesn't take no guff from bees or snakes or other tough critters. But the American badger, a reclusive, nocturnal, and not very fearsome soul, is different.
I have come to respect and really appreciate the role this mammal plays in our coastal and upland ecosystems. Over 18 years of just going repeatedly to habitat areas and observing for, documenting species sightings, looking at their diggings, which to some people might be a little boring, but for me is an ongoing experience of real wonder because they're really remarkable.
Susan Kirks serves on the board of the Paula Lane Action Network in Petaluma, which has successfully protected a swath of American badger territory. Full-grown badgers, maybe about 25 pounds, equivalent to a medium-sized dog. They've got lovely, distinctive stripes on their faces. It was 8 whole years into her work before Kirks saw her first wild badger in the backyard of a friend. Actually, there were two.
And they were just sitting there, looking around. They, of course, didn't know we were watching them. And then my friend's cat walked to the badger. We saw the cat going toward the badger, and of course, immediately there's a sense of fear. Oh no, what are we going to do? But we had to trust nature to take its course, and we know how intelligent animals, domestic and wild, are. The cat walked over, touched noses with one of the badgers, and then turned and walked away.
The moral of the story, as with all Susan Kirk's badger stories, there's no need to fear the badger. We can coexist for the benefit of us both. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.